What up, people? How you doing? My name is Tim Black. Welcome to the Pause with Tim Black podcast. But I want to tell you something that I noticed. People are starting to get it. Yeah. People are starting to get it, Johnson. They're starting to say, hey, ho, ho, whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. More than any other time that I've been online doing this type of work, and it's been almost a decade. I'm coming up on a decade. Depending on when I really count my start date. But it's been 9.5, almost 10 years. And more than any other time, this is the most I've seen people be critical of both Republicans and critical of both the Democrats and be looking at the establishment like, what in the world? What is this? What is this? I'm telling you, I'm seeing it. Recently, I reported on Joe Biden's poll numbers. And I wasn't talking about poll numbers concerning Republicans. I'm talking about poll numbers based on Democrats and how they feel about Joe Biden. And I told you, 2/3 of Democratic voters, regardless to age, were not interested in seeing Joe Biden run again in 2024. Do you think that Obama was given those types of numbers? Do you think that Clinton received those types of numbers? I don't think he did, Johnson. And he was impeached. So let's keep it a buck. Something's happening. It's not just wishful thinking on my part. There are numbers behind it. There are people on the Democratic who would normally vote Democrat who are going, hold on a second. I'm not saying they're going to vote Republican. They're looking at their leadership and they're going, this is not leadership, which is a first step. See, I'm not Dave Rubin. I'm not Candace Owens. I'm not these people who want you to leave the Democratic Party and go run over to the Republican Party as if that's going to fix it. Now, I would be that kind of person if they say, well, look, this is what we're going to do for you. We're going to set aside incubator business setups for disenfranchised people like African-Americans, black folks, formerly of enslaved people. We're going to set up a reparations program. We're going to put forth a black agenda. We're going to do that and just dead the Democrats. Then I'd be like, I would be a person pioneering for the Republican Party. Because I don't care who don't want to watch. I don't care who won't return my phone calls. Hell, they didn't call me when I was down. I've been in the wilderness, wandering in the wilderness for about 13 months. How many of these so-called friends of mine reached out a hand? Not many, Johnson. And it's a blessing because now I know they're not my friends. Still, some of them reach their hand out when they need shit. The audacity of people. The audacity to watch a man being burnt alive, not pee on him to put him out, not send him a card behind the scenes like, you okay? Need some Epsom salt? Nothing, Johnson. And then to appear when you have problems going, hey, could you help out? I was being publicly flogged by the so-called progressive community and did not get assistance. It's a blessing because now I know these are not friends. These are just people you know online that you're familiar with. Back to my point. If there was a Republican that was going to help your life, I say vote for him. If there was a Green Party member that's going to help your life, I would say vote for her. If there was a Martian who came down, stepped out of a spaceship, and said, come with us, we are going to build this. We're tired of watching this shit. I'd say, let's hear him out. Don't hate the green people, let's hear him out. What you got to lose? And I'm not concerned about going to tea parties or you know, rich enclaves with manicured lawns, listening to, I don't know, B-52 or something. I don't, what do you listen to? I don't care. You too, that's it. I'm not interested. Okay, so I'm more interested in justice for the people, and I'm fighting for the people, and I stand up for that, and that's what time it is. But folks, I'm telling you, what I'm seeing now, it's giving me, I'm not getting excited, but I'm saying, 2/3 of Democrats are going, not Joe. Yeah, that whole Clyburn, I know Joe, and Joe knows us. I got some fish fry in the back. Because I'm the most progressive. I'm obsessively progressive. And you better listen to me. You don't know what you're doing with your life. Dumb blacks and dumb whites, listen to me. I'm the oldest I've been around since Nat Turner. And I'm trying to tell you, that's not working anymore. It's not working anymore. People are not buying it. You remember when we were walking around, we were going, oh my God, and people just wake the hell up. I don't want to use the term woke. First of all, it's an exaggeration. Second of all, it's been bastardized. Everyone took it like so many other things. And plus, we're not at that point. They're not woke. They're just, they know something. They smell something. They're like, ooh, Jesus Christ. And they, and more than that, they know where it's coming from. The fear of Trump has dissipated. See, when you ride the wave, when you ride the train of beating up on Trump for an extra 2 years after he left office, well, you kind of made the boogeyman no longer the boogeyman. Now people are looking at you. Let's see what you're going to do for us. Couldn't get your legislation passed. Gave you the House, the Senate, and the White House. Can't get it done. More excuses. Oh, I'm still supposed to blame Trump and some local yokels who ran up in the Capitol. Okay, they shouldn't have done that. Some of them went to jail. A lot of them went to jail. Okay, we get it. What have you done for me lately, Johnson? And what are you going to do for me lately? Please, Kamala, don't talk. We'd like to understand. And then they got to listen to Biden to who they don't understand. Girl, I'm going. People, first of all, half of America doesn't vote as is. We're talking about the other half that does vote. Those people are very bewildered. And they're not running to the Republicans. Don't listen to Candace Owens. They're not running to the Republicans. Some online activity does not culminate until people running to the Republicans. That's going to work. As long as you got Tim Scott pretending to be free. And I don't mean to pick on Tim Scott because I don't think Tim Scott's politics is a lot different than Kamala Harris's. Yeah, see, I look at what people do, not just what they say. And I think if we laid out the voting records of Tim Scott and Kamala Harris, they look very similar. Get where I'm going? If you laid out the voting records of Ted Cruz and Amy Klobuchar, wouldn't be that different. There are a couple social issues, but by and large, it's all about neoliberalism. It's all about helping corporations over the people, do a couple of things for window dressing, and then it's back to business as usual. They all serve the same masters. And until we change that, we will have changed nothing, Johnson. But we're on our way because the will of the people. See, I don't buy into the skepticism and the cynicism that so many have. Johnson, you say voting doesn't matter, then I'd like to know why they're stealing votes. Why are they shutting down polling places if votes don't matter? Who are you working for? Are you just dumb or are you selling us out intentionally? I don't know you, but I don't know anyone who spends money to get a thing they don't want. But it's not just about these people. Whether they have good intentions or not good intentions. It is also about the people that are gullible enough to believe this shit. I think it's wearing off. I think people are worrying it's wearing off. When was the last time you walked across the street to a store with no intentions of buying anything? Very few. Now you want me to believe that people, the GOP, and they're spending money to wage campaigns for something that doesn't even matter. You know that the Democrats in North Carolina are blocking Green Party members from access to the ballots? To the ballot? Yeah. That's what they're doing. But if voting doesn't matter, and none of it matters, it's all BS, why are the Democrats blocking Green Party members from being on the ballot? Oh, no. It's just, you're a QAnon. Y'all some QAnons. Because it's just to pretend, right? See, that's what they say when they have no, when they can't lie anymore. It's just vague conspiracies. Now, some things are true, but you can't be vague like, well, hey man, who ate the peanut butter? I don't know. Maybe the peanut butter monster ate the peanut butter. Prove me wrong. See, that doesn't work. And that's basically what people are buying into. But I think it's wearing off. I think it's what, folks, I'm here to tell you that we have a window of opportunity. I believe we have a window of opportunity where we are going to be able to effectively communicate to people some alternative options for us to pursue. It's not working. Two-thirds of Democrats who votes, most of them vote, they voted for Biden. Don't want Biden to run again. That's huge. Now, I don't know who they think is going to replace him, but it won't be Michelle Obama. And Kamala can't beat DeSantis, let alone Trump, okay? So let's just keep it real. Let's keep it real. I know we want to have wishful thinking and blame voters for shitty, instead of putting people up that actually excite voters. It's like if you opened up a restaurant, you would put food that made people wanted to buy, that people actually wanted to put in their mouths, eat, and digest. You would do that. You come up with names, menus, dishes, decor. Basically, what the Democratic Party does is they put up a shabby place that smells like feet. The menu has nothing on it that you want, and then if you don't buy, they call you names. Bot, Russian, degenerate, deplorable, Trump supporters. And the coward fake journalist, and I'm using the term very loosely, man, those people don't even have the guts to call them accountable. They just go, sounds okay, boss. Shaking it over here, boss. But the last thought I want to leave you with is that this is an opportunity for us. So it's very good not to be a sellout because now it's an opportunity. Those who have not sold out have an opportunity to actually have a voice, to actually tell people, not to run to the Democrats, not to run to the Republicans, for us to work together, to make our demands known of this two-party garbage system, that this ain't cutting it. And now for one, I'm optimistic. I'm cautiously optimistic. There's an old proverb. Trust in Allah, but tie your camel anyway. I'm tying my camel, but I still have faith. All right, Johnson, let's get it going. And with that, the check. Cut the check. All right, guys, I got a couple stories I'd like to run down for this podcast. First, I want to tell everybody who's here that become a member of the Tim Black Show was very easy. What you do is you go to jointimblack.com, starting at only $5 a month. That's right. Buy a brother a cup of coffee once a month, and you will be contributing to the show. The other thing I'd like to tell you is that we do this on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And two of those nights are call-in nights. This is the podcast night. But we have call-ins on Tuesdays and Fridays, and we will be here Friday. God willing. All right, so let's do this. Let's do this. You guys ready? I got a couple things. Couple things. Let's see. Now, first, let's start with this. So Elon Musk and Donald Trump were sparring. Yeah, they were going back and forth in a public beef. And it's something to see. It's something to behold. And part of the reason why I framed this, these are not your heroes, is because a lot of people are under the delusion that Donald Trump is a hero and that Elon Musk is a hero. No, no such thing. The same way Obama's not a hero, Bill Clinton wasn't a hero, Bill Gates is not a hero. He's a rich guy. That's different. But there are those that are delusional. Yeah, they live in fantasy land where these people are somehow doing something for them when in fact they're doing things for themselves. If you happen to benefit from something good, or you happen to benefit from something that they have done, then you'll say that's good that they did that. But if you get screwed because of something they've done, you'll say, hey, that wasn't good that they did that. But when they did it, they weren't thinking of you. They were thinking how to spin it for you to think a certain way. This is called playing the media game. It's sort of like digging into the earth to pull out resources, meanwhile damaging waterways and jeopardizing the lives of the people that live there. And then saying, American ingenuity. Think of all the money we'll save. Think of all the jobs of putting the hole in the ground. And we're going to give, you know, a little money to charity to help those people that got poisoned. And you're going, yeah. And then they do their best to shut up those people that would talk about the poisoning of the people. So this is going on. So now Elon Musk and Donald Trump are in a public beef, as I stated before. And I'm trying to track it to see who struck first. I want to say that Trump struck first because I think he did. But I will say it is his very thin ego that caused him to strike first at Elon Musk. Here's a clip of Donald Trump striking the first blow at Elon.
Another one of our highest priorities under a Republican Congress will be to stop left-wing censorship and to restore free speech in America. And go out, by the way, while I'm here and sign up now for Truth Social. It's hot as a pistol, and you see that. I call that one right. Elon is not going to buy Twitter. Where did you hear that before? From me. From a fake account. She says fake. A lot of them. Nah, he's got himself a mess. You know, he said the other day, oh, I've never voted for a Republican. I said, I didn't know that. He told me he voted for me. So he's another bullshit artist, but he's not going to be buying it. He's not going to be buying it. Although he might later. Who the hell knows what's going to happen? He's got a pretty rotten contract. I looked at his contract. Not a good contract. But he's not. Sign up for Truth. We love the truth. And it's doing good.
Damn. Okay, so there goes Donald Trump taking a hit at Elon Musk. And it was at a rally in Alaska. I don't know what the rally was for. And you know, Trump likes to go off. He's very spirited. Like me, I like doing these shows. I enjoyed speaking in front of an audience. And I'm decent at it, and it's fun. You never know what's going to come out your mouth. And that's Donald Trump. He's good on his feet. He can make up a story or two. Spin a tale. You know what I'm saying? So he's up there doing that, and he shits on Elon. Calls Elon a BS artist. And how Elon's got himself in a mess. Now, we know Elon is attempting to back out of a deal to buy Twitter. $44 billion deal. He's backing out of it. And he claims Twitter hasn't met his contractual obligations. And one of those obligations is to reveal how many spam bots they have on the site that aren't really users, but actually fake accounts, which is kind of important to know. Well, a legal fight may ensue over this because, well, Twitter says, hey, our reputation's been damaged. You've been shitting on us. You're making our stock do like this. And, we're going to sue you. So that's happening. But if you listen closely to what Donald Trump, you hear him say that, you know, hey, well, Elon said he didn't vote, he never voted Republican, but he told me he voted for me. So there'll be more about that later. Before we get to the back and forth, I want you to focus on what Donald Trump's saying here. Donald Trump, former president of the United States, leader still of the GOP, of the Republican Party, sounds like a used car salesman? Yeah, don't forget to download the Truth app. Don't forget to buy my shitty app or get my app. You don't find that a little whack? He's the president of the United States, and he's pumping up you to go get his app. I know by and large, some people are very much in love with Donald Trump. But that sounds not the most classy thing in the world to do. Sounds like something a low-life guy would do. Like, yeah, I'm not going to be up here peddling my wares on the stairs, stumper. There's serious shit going on. Babies getting shot in schools. We got a mass shooting every other week, according to the way they now calculate that. There's war in Ukraine. We're meddling in it or whatever we're doing here. But we want to support Ukraine. That's the United States take on it. And not to mention all the regular stuff. They keep talking about the inflation, the economy. And Trump's talking about his app. It's talking about Elon Musk. And you don't think that that's full of shit. So back to my point. If you can't realize that Donald Trump is out for self, what else does he have to do? It's just like people are just hoping that somehow him being out for himself will somehow help them in some type of way. So Elon Musk did not like what Donald Trump said about him. He got to him. And he responded. He said this. Here we go. I don't hate the man, but it's time for Trump to hang up his hat and sail into the sunset. Dems should also call off the attack. Don't make it so that Trump's only way to survive is to regain the presidency. Now, that was on July 11th. Then I saw another tweet. I guess this one came first. He said, yeah, but too much drama. Do we really want a bullet in a China shop situation every single day? Also, I think the legal maximum age for start of a presidential term should be 69. Yeah. Elon with the ageist jokes. So, back here. So Trump also threw, so it's important to know that Trump threw his support behind Twitter's efforts to sue Musk for backing out of the deal. Yeah, things are getting testy. It's not just Elon spotting out on Twitter and Trump going ham a lamb on his app. Because, you know, Trump can't respond directly on Twitter because he's not on Twitter. Which is something Elon Musk said he was thinking about changing if he bought Twitter. But he doesn't want to buy Twitter to save democracy. If you're one of these people that actually believe that Trump and Elon Musk talk about free speech as if they actually give a shit about it, you need your head examined, Joss. Yeah. Come on, come on. I put out a short video about this recently, and I'm telling you, Johnson, it's like this. They don't really care about these issues. Trump is very wealthy. Elon Musk is very wealthy. Why would they care about your freedom of speech? The moment that anyone says anything that Trump doesn't like, he tries to destroy them. The moment that anybody says anything that Elon Musk doesn't like, he throws a hissy fit and tries to mock them. I thought he liked freedom of speech. No, he wants, they know that the base of the Republican Party want, the most vocal base of the Republican Party wants that issue, that that's their issue. So they play to it. That's all. Stop pretending, stop believing these people care about the things that you care about. Their lives, do you are a peasant. I'm a peasant, we're all peasants to them. Elon Musk could care less. He just wants a place to fly ships. Donald Trump did take a lot of hits at Donald Trump. He said, Trump took hits at Elon Musk pretty. He said, whether it's electric cars that don't drive long enough, driverless cars that crash, or rocket ships to nowhere, without which subsidies, he'd be worthless. Yeah. And telling me how he was a big Trump fan and a Republican, I could have said, hey, drop to your knees and beg. And he would have done it. This is what Trump put on his website. He goes on to say, now Elon should focus on getting himself out of the Twitter mess. He could owe $44 billion for something that's perhaps worthless. Also, lots of competition for electric cars. So, and another thing about this that I think is very telling is the closing part of this. Back in June, Musk said he's leaning toward backing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. That's right. He said he's thinking about backing DeSantis over Trump. So that's where all this comes from. Stop thinking this guy Trump or this guy Elon is a hero. I tell Democrats the same thing. Stop believing the Barack Obama, oh, come on, here, is a hero. Obama came up, you didn't. The Obamas are doing well, we're not. Wake up and smell what the rock is cooking. So anyway, that's it, man. Okay. They are thin-skinned. They're on, hey, take it from somebody who's had the opportunity to interview a few people. I'm not saying this is always the case, but a lot of people that are very successful have very thin skin. Oh, if you say something they don't like, it's a wrap. You think us regular working people are petty? No, they think they should be worshipped. How many people know what I'm talking about? Has any one of you put a one in the comment section if you've ever dealt with someone of means who was petty as hell? Petty. Tom Petty. Richard Petty. Petty LaBelle. Please. Please put it in here. Petty Hearst. Nurse Petty, put it in the comment section. People need to know. Rich people are very petty, Johnson. Get my name right. Oh, sorry, I didn't. How dare you not know my entire backstory? Oh, you don't even know who the fuck I am. But I'm supposed to know everything about you? These people. I'm not saying it's everybody. I met some people that were very, very gracious. Okay? But I'm saying I've met my share. I'm at the point where you got to convince me that you're not an asshole. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what movie you've been in, what song you dropped, who kissed your ass, if you did this. I don't care. I'm waiting to see. Now, you ain't got to do nothing special, but I'm peeping you out. I'm peeping you out to see what kind of person you are. Next story. Hopefully people put some comments. I want to know what people think. Anybody respond to that? That's kind of good. That's a good one, Johnson. Okay. Let's get to this. This is a little... All right, so I'm on TikTok, right? And someone sends me, like they tag me, okay? They tag me in a post, and it's a post about Joe Biden, okay? It's a post about Joe Biden and how Joe Biden's, he made a comment during a press conference where he was talking about Roe versus Wade. And this comment went viral, and it became a major national story. And they say that this is all BS. What I'm going to do is play for you what Joe Biden said, then we're going to talk about it. Check it out.
These states, the laws are so extreme, they've raised the threat of criminal penalties for doctors and healthcare providers. They're so extreme that many don't allow for exceptions, even for rape or incest. Let me say it again. Some of the states don't allow for exceptions for rape or incest. And she was forced to have to travel out of the state to Indiana to seek to terminate the presidency and maybe save her life. That last part is my judgment. 10 years old. 10 years old. Rape, 6 weeks pregnant, already traumatized, was forced to travel to another state. Imagine being that little girl. I'm serious. Just imagine being that little girl. 10 years old.
Okay, so this story here. This story became something that obviously upset a number of people, and it also caused folks to take a look at the story. And it turns out Republicans don't believe it. They think it's all political theater. It's the Democrats trying to win a news cycle with this story about this 10-year-old, this horrific story, right? And I want you to know that I looked into this. So there are a number of news entities that are reporting on this. We don't have the name of the young child, and we don't need it. But there was a 10-year-old child, 10-year-old Ohio girl, who traveled to Indiana seeking a end of a pregnancy after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, according to court proceedings. Now, yes, there was a court proceeding. And yes, it's real. Okay? It's a real thing. The person who admits to attacking this young child is Gerson Fuentes, 27. He was arrested on Tuesday, according to Columbus police and court documents. He has been charged with felony of a minor under the age of 13, according to the Franklin County Municipal Court. His first appearance in court was Wednesday. Doctors worried that the misinformation will push seekers toward ineffective, dangerous methods. Police were first alerted to the child's situation in late June through a referral by a local children's services that was made by the 10-year-old's mother. Now, that's the official story that I've been able to ascertain. Here goes Gerson Fuentes in court. It's a real case. It's not a fabrication, okay? That's why it's so important that when I cover these stories, I have time to take a look at them. Now, they are waiting DNA analysis. But he's already pleading guilty. He's already said, I did this. He's being held on $2 million bail in that same court, that same jail. So, to the broader point of what Joe Biden was saying, he didn't sign an executive order. He issued a guidance to governors and to the medical community that in these types of situations, or in situations where it's a threat to the woman's life, which based on my understanding is very hard to ascertain to get that type of declaration, particularly when you're staring down the barrel of jail time for doctors who may perform such services, Joe Biden saying that you are protected under law, under federal law, that you may proceed. So this has become a very serious issue. And I took exception to some people that say this is not something that the black community needs to be concerned with. I think anything that happens in the United States of America is our concern. We built this country for free, against our will, and we're never compensated. And now you want to tell me that when things go down in this country that may impact us, I don't care if it impacts 10 of us or 10 million of us, we should be concerned. And also, let's also, for the record, be very clear. When you deal with this, it's not just about ending pregnancies. There are a lot of other services that people of meager means who don't have money need. They will be hampered by what's going on there. And it doesn't just stop there, okay? So I'm not here to have a whole conversation. We've already talked about this, where you are morally. At the end of the day, it's about, do you own rights over you? Do you have a right over you? Do you have the right to control you? That's what this is about. So, hey, we already know where the Democrats stand. We already know where the Republicans stand. But this story, and yes, the Democrats play fast and loose with the truth when it serves their interests. The Republicans play fast and loose with the truth when it serves their interests. But based on everything that I can ascertain, this is a real story. And it happens more than these folks would like you to believe. I forget the number. Someone can look it up. But every so many amount of minutes, someone is assaulted in that way. For these people to act as if this is not an issue that we need to consider, I don't know who you are. So, yes, we need to consider this. So that's where we are. That's where that story is. There we are. At the end of the day, okay. I would love to end this on a positive note. But before we do this, before I go to my next story, folks, stay tuned for this. We want to run this real quick. This is in support of Independent Media Johnson, which is something that's very fine and dear to my heart, and hopefully it's dear to yours, because the show that you're watching is independent. Sifting through corporate media is unhelpful. What you should do is go download the Opt Out app on Google and the Apple Store. And you can get great shows like The Humanist Report, Status Cool, Rational Nation, and The Tim Black Show in one place. That's right, Opt Out. of the sellout corporate media and choose independent media. Opt out, OPTOUT, the app. Do it today. And tell them Tim Black sent you. There we go. That was quick. That was quick. Nice and quick. In and out. That's right. Opt out. Okay, guys. So my last story for the night is a little unsettling, to say the least. It's about new footage that's been released in connection with the shooting that took place in Uvalde, Texas. Now, I have the footage that I have to show you. You will see no gore, no blood. But it's very troubling because you know what happened in that school, in Robb Elementary. You know what took place. 19 people lost their lives. Many others were injured. And many, 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 many others are traumatically injured, mentally injured, and damaged from what took place that day. Well, there's footage that's been released of what took place, of what they could see, what you could see in the hallway. And I want to share it with you because I want you to understand exactly the ineffectiveness of that police force. I want you to be uncomfortable for a moment just so it sinks in. Because see, I have these people that when I say they're cops, plant evidence, they can't believe. When I say that cops kick people's asses when they don't have to, they go, oh no. That man was resisting arrest. Let's say that cops execute certain ones of us more often, with more veracity, more viciously than some others. You go, oh, come on, you're race baiting. But when you see something like this take place, where several officers armed to the teeth won't go in after one guy. One guy. See, I don't want to hear you. It just takes a good guy with a gun. I guess we didn't have any good guys with guns. Well, hold on a second. We had a lot of guys with guns, but none of them were good guys. Okay. Let's go to it, Johnson. If you don't want to watch, I understand. But for those of you who are brave enough to grapple with what you're seeing here and let it sink in, here we go. Okay, so we can see here there's a, in the distance you see, this guy running.
I can't see him, I cannot see him.
There we go.
The kids are running.
So a teacher calls 911 and reports this, because this guy is shooting outside the school. Bystander video captures a gunman entering the school. He enters the school. Note the time, 11:33. Note the time. Minutes later, the police enter the school and the officers rush toward the classrooms.
Okay.
Officers retreat to the hallway and take cover after shots were fired by the gunman. More officers arrived to continue. 19 minutes later, 31 minutes later, officers just standing around. No rescue attempt happens. 48 minutes later, the gunman turned firing four more rounds. Breach the classroom and take out the gun. Okay, I want to make it clear, guys, that the video that I just shared was by Statesman, the Austin American Statesman. Statesman.com. And this is an edited version. I watched a good portion of the unedited version. Because the edited version, though it saves you on time, obviously, because it's edited, it takes away from the actual level and lack of activity by the police. It takes away from the amount of time that is wasted. What did the cops think the shooter was shooting at? I want to show you a couple minutes of footage. A cop's just standing around doing absolutely nada. Sifting through corporate media is unhelpful. Now remember, 11:30. This is 30 minutes after they've been in the school. I just want to show you that it looks as if they decided that those children that were in those classrooms, they're not going to do anything about them. We just don't want them to be able to go in other classrooms. More talking, more planning. Or making sure they are safe. Not so much the kids. Lots of standing around. Arm to the teeth. Deflective shields. A lot of good use they are. A lot of use they are. What do those officers think that shooter was shooting at? The chalkboard, maybe. Books. they found a fall guy. The fall guy is Erin Dando. I guess he's the police chief. They're blaming him and restraining officers from going in earlier than they did. But the video shows multiple responding agencies on the scene, including officers from the Uvalde Police Department, Uvalde County Sheriff's Department, Texas Department of Public Safety, Texas Rangers, U.S. Border Patrol, and U.S. Marshals Service, all standing around. All standing around us. I just want to point this out, and hopefully people will. You know how frustrating it is to cover police misconduct, to cover corruption, to cover gangs in police, white supremacists in police, and to have people deny it, don't even consider it as a possibility, and instead deflect and talk about how bad criminals are. Yeah, criminals are bad. But if you're a police officer and you don't do your job, or if you take advantage of your job and you commit crimes, you're worse. Because your whole purpose is to stop, prevent, mitigate. But see, that's the whole thing. It's sad, is it? It's to protect property of rich people. You know, just hope that people continue, you know, people will continue to open their eyes, and this will be something that you can't turn away from and just pretend it didn't happen. Just pretend that it's someone else's fault and blame one person. I'm sorry, Johnson. There were a number of officers there. Where's our heroes running in? Even once the shooting stopped, they still didn't run in. How many times I got to hear the stories about when they're shooting, they run towards the gunfire. These are our heroes, our men in blue. Not there they didn't. Not there. And these are children. So, I don't know, I just thought I would share that with you. For those that know already, who are already aware, but still, it's important to see just the demeanor of the cops. I didn't see cops pulling their hair out, fighting other cops. I gotta get in there. I gotta save those kids. I didn't see that. Gotta hide behind a shield. Chilling. Chilling. That's what I saw. I don't know, you can put in your mind, I guess, whatever conclusion you want to draw from the body language. I didn't see a whole lot of sobbing and weeping. I didn't see it. Maybe you saw it. I didn't hear it. I didn't hear cops crying. We had officers after January 6th who took their own, took some time away from us, moved on to the next phase. Trying to be careful with my language here. But there were officers who were so upset and distraught after January 6th that they left us. How many officers left us after this? I'm just wondering. You know, don't blow smoke up my ass about how great the Boys in Blue are. Don't do it. I've seen officers, I've seen footage of officers in Baltimore planting drugs on innocent people. We just got footage of 8 officers execute a man, shoot 100 shots at one individual who was unarmed out of his car and walking away from them. And then we have these officers I see 30, 40 officers, one guy with one gun. In that one single solitary hero. In fact, the only heroes were those teachers that died in those classrooms trying to protect their kids. All right, Johnson. I'm Real Tim Black on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Tim Black Show on TikTok. I'm so many places. But likely, very likely, if you're on the internet or the social media site, I got a presence there. I'm on Instagram, too. It's Tim Black at Night. Real Tim Black at Night, one of those. All right, let's go and see if we got some comments. Tony D in the house. Good to see you tonight, Tim. Good to see you, Tony. The Democrats are like a cheating husband. They're always thinking of excuses. Love you, Tim, and the Wolfpack. Keep up the good work. And none of those normies doing exceptionally other than a few. I agree with you, Johnson. I agree. It is what it is. All right, guys. That's it. That's all I got. I got number love for you. Thank you, moderators, David Melford, Context Matters, the whole crew for coming through. I appreciate it. Shogun, what's happening, brother? Bozine Sign, Lynn. Hey, Lynn, how you doing? T. Holmes, Marjorie. Whatever, dude. And, people that make sense. All right, guys, that's it. I got nothing but love for you. I'll see you on the next one. I'll see you Friday for Freedom Friday. Wolfpack.